morning, good evening, good afternoon. This is Mr. Cage, Divine Works Education and Training. This podcast and conversation is going to be entitled, I Have a Dream. The most famous person, the person that coined this phrase, was Dr. Martin Luther King. And I got this thought, some things that I was pondering earlier this week, and with the new year upon us, we all had a tendency to go to the new year's resolution. We all had a tendency to self-evaluate or evaluate what we've done, what we've accomplished, and who we are. And I want to share some thoughts with us in regards to us having a dream. Therefore, in this podcast, I'm going to be discussing how building a good dream rather than a God dream can affect our children, our teens, our kids, and also, people around us, our sphere of influence and our circle, and the negative impact. I want to touch on the negative impact of popularity, attempting to be popular, and how the negative peer pressure plays an effect on our lives. I can't say how this thought came to pass. Now that I think about it, I can tell you how this thought came to pass. It had, when I got the thought, it had nothing to do with Dr. Martin Luther King. And no disrespect at all to Dr. King. He did a lot in who he was for people. Not only African American people. We don't want to limit what King did to African American people. I can attribute what he did and how it had an effect on us societal-wise as pioneers and as leaders. Normally, when a person steps out on faith and pushes the comfort zone or pushes the envelope, it will inspire people in their spirit to move forward in that same essence of being a pioneer or a trailblazer or a leader or doing something that humanly people haven't observed. Maybe it was done by the Spirit of God, but maybe we wasn't able to comprehend it or ascertain it with our natural eye and our natural senses. Therefore, when an individual like Dr. Martin Luther King does something astounding and stands against the status quo, it not only inspires African-American people, but it inspires Caucasians, the Europeans, the Cambodians, the Latinos, whatever nationality that you prescribe to, or wherever your origin is found in, inspiration has no color. It has no ethnicity. It has no cultural limitation because it's on the inside of us. The thought came from a book that I was reading called The Apostolic Guidelines for Releasing the Prophetic by Dr. Kwani Spake. My pastor and apostle, Stephen Moffitt, and her are very close-knit in relationship. She came to our church in the latter part of 2018 and helped build the house and gave us some thoughts and ideas to think about as we live our life for God. And she brought some material and some books, and our pastor leads us in being readers. The old adage goes, leaders are readers, and leaders are readers very much so. So I invested in the book, and I was reading the book last week, and she talked about in her book how easy it is to build a good dream in comparison to a God dream, in my paraphrase, and it is easy. And when I read this statement in this paragraph, it sparked me. And then the thought came and I wrote a blog or a post for social media. And I wanted to elaborate on that thought itself. Because when you read stuff on social media from a person, or when you read stuff in a book, or whether it be a blog, whatever type of writing it is or expression, we can only get so much from what we read because it's connected to our own perception. We can ask God to highlight what it means to us, but when we go to the person that wrote it, we can get the heartbeat, the motivation, and the understanding from that person. Transitioning to this, I have a dream. This is an important conversation. And I know I have the tendency to say that every podcast or conversation that I'm giving out or I'm involved in is important. And it is, because your life is important and the life of your kids are important and those that you affect. Therefore, it's easy to build a good dream, but it's more difficult to build a God dream, because in a God dream, you have to sacrifice your life for the betterment of people. And some of us have come to an understanding of what sacrifice looks like per our perspective, but not a God perspective. It's easy to manage our level of sacrifice according to our own standards and expectations, or what we got from someone else who may not be following God. It can be, and the key word is can. It can be more difficult when we are truly following His expectations and standards for our life. You think about those of you listening that have kids, or you've been a child before, and sometimes it was difficult to follow your parents when they gave you instructions outside of what you really wanted to do. Yep. So that's something to think about. I may go into part two with this, depending on the length of this podcast, but it's going to be what it's going to be. How does building a God dream, rather than building a good dream, I apologize. How does building a good dream rather than building a God dream affect our children? All right, when we choose to build a good dream, we choose to think, we choose to act and behave and do what everybody else in the world is doing. What everybody else in the world is doing, it is what sometimes becomes labeled as being popular. Listen to me, y'all. It is easy to be popular. You may not believe this, because sometimes we connect popularity to celebrities. But it is easy to be popular, because if I conform and say and think and act and do what everybody else is doing, I'm popular. You may not never see me on TV, but I've conformed to status quo. I've conformed to a societal norm. Therefore, in that expression, I am popular, and that makes it easy. It makes it easy, but it also makes it easy to be limited, because if you think, act, and behave how everybody else thinks, acts, and behaves, we get the same result, and we subscribe to limitation. Popularity, it produces a sense of safety. Keywords, a sense of safety. It's not safety. It's a sense of safety and a sense of belonging. When a person, take myself for example, when I was in the world, when I wasn't submitted to God, I was popular. I had a sense of safety and a sense of belonging, but it was outside my true identity, because I was living according to what other people did, and I was living according to other people's past, and they were living their life from a false identity. I don't want to go too deep, but I'll leave it at that. Your senses can fool you. If your senses and our senses are not renewed by the Spirit of God, then what I perceive as reality can be fantasy. Example, a person can make a statement towards me or towards us, and we can ascertain it as them being disrespectful if our senses are not renewed. So when my senses are renewed, what may seem disrespectful is no longer disrespectful. It may be a person just talking and trying to instruct me or redirect me. But if I process that from an old man or my past, or I would say the past, because I don't want to put up on the past, then when that person makes that statement, I have an emotional wound. And then when they give me some type of conversation and to instruct me and redirect me, my emotional wound defense mechanism triggers, and I block the instruction from the person because I feel, and my senses are telling me, that I am being disrespected. So your sister can fool you. Now, from this perspective that I'm giving you, popularity is a form of negative peer pressure. Yes, adults sometimes succumb to negative peer pressure from other adults and societal norms, knowingly and unknowingly. Negative peer pressure takes away value from your life. It degrades or debases you. It takes value away, because when we succumb to negative peer pressure, then we step outside of our true identity in Christ, and we step into the false identity under Adam. I will give you that perspective. This is one reason why Divine Works Education and Training is in existence, because our responsibility is to help people divorce the past to advance into the future through the discovery of their true identity. The past is what Adam did and when he fell. The future is your identity in Christ. I'll give you that perspective, something to consider. Negative peer pressure, what it does is that it entices us to conform to a lower standard of living, compromises our character, and seduces us to settle for less. I repeat, it entices us to conform to a lower expectation, a lower standard of life, living, status quo, what everybody else is doing, compromises our character. Now, when I live like everybody lives, I'm susceptible and I'm subject to what everybody get enticed by, what everybody does, what everybody says. That's where the negative peer pressure comes into play. And then I settle for less. This is a key point in this discussion that we would have. A person can have more in possessions, pleasures, and positions and still be selling for less. Do not be fooled by the overaccumulation of achievements, acquisitions, and awards. Example, I can have a big house, I can have a nice wife, I can have a good family, and I can still be settled for less if I'm not living according to my true identity. I'm settling for less of my identity, less of who God called me to be, and more of what everybody else is doing that's under the umbrella of conformity. If we settle for less, then the possibility of our children settle for less, because it dramatically increases when we settle for less. The possibility of our kids settling, it dramatically increases. Why? My kids, they do what I tell them to do. That's not always true. Let's be real. That's not always true. Our kids don't always listen to what we do. But
I'm
passionate about this topic. Lord, forgive me. Our kids don't always listen to what we say, but they follow what we do. Give you an example. You are supposed to be on time when your child is in a sport. They could be in volleyball, basketball, badminton, bowling, whatever. They call you mom and dad. You need to pick me up at the school. The bus arrives at the school at 7:00. If you're there late, then the behavior that you are reflecting, it infects negatively your child, because the behavior pattern is, my parent is late, therefore I will be late. So the possibility increases, because people follow what people do. They listen to what we say, they follow what we do, whether the person is a teen or an adult. This is why this podcast is important, especially going into the new year. There's going to be it's always a lot of chatter. It's always a lot of talk. It's always a lot of social media activity before the start of the new year, because people is trying to begin afresh and anew. That only takes place when your mind is renewed in Christ. You can have goals, and I'm not saying goals can't be a spark to influence a person to renew their mind, but if you renew your mind from the beginning, then your lifestyle will proceed from a new perspective. This podcast is important because our kids follow what we do. Therefore, if Mr. Cage, if I'm building a good dream, then my kids will settle for what's good because they not only listen to what I say, but more importantly, listen to what I do. If I'm building a God dream, now if I'm building a God dream, though it may be a little bit difficult because I'm used to living a specific type of lifestyle, it still impacts my kids, nieces, nephews, students to live for God. And I don't have to tell them that they need to live for God. The conversation will arise. But when I'm living that lifestyle, they're wondering why negative aspects, situations, and people is not affecting me in the realm that it affects other people. With the societal norms being modified to accommodate people and people's opinions, peer pressure for teenagers is going to be on the uprise. If we choose to build a good dream, our kids, teens become more susceptible and they become more prone to following what other people do. Hence, you will have more problems in your household if you're not building a God dream. I have a dream. Is it a good dream or a God dream? You have a dream. Is the dream a God dream or a good dream? My question in closing this conversation is, did Dr. King have a good dream or did he have a God dream? I know he had a God dream because his assassination and what he did in his limited time in the earth realm is still impacting us in 2019 and 20 and beyond. Though we celebrated for a month or so, it's still being lived out in our lives every day because pioneers are being raised up. Leaders are being raised up. People that challenge status quo are being raised up. People that are challenging the norm with the right motivation, not to get what they want, but to honor God and be able to positively impact the lives of people they come into contact with. My last question for you. Are you only selling for who and what is good? Are you selling? What we do on a daily basis is reflective of who and what we value. I'm building something good, my lifestyle on a daily basis is going to be reflective of good things. But if I value what's God, my lifestyle, behaviors, thoughts, and actions are going to reflect the value that I place on God's things. Divine Works Education and Training. This is Mr. Cage Podcast. I have a dream. It's going to be, I'm going to do a series on burying the talent. I'm contemplating it. I'm about 80 to 85% sure that this is going to take place. Be ready for it. I'll give you the details about it. It's going to affect all areas of life, but predominantly you in the marketplace, job, business-wise. But it can cascade into all other areas of your life, spiritually, mentally, physically, socially, emotionally, and financially. Share this podcast. Listen to it. If you got any feedback, feel free to reach out to me. DivorceThePast@gmail.com. You can make statements underneath the different social media platforms I'm going to use. But share it with someone. And put that out there. If you would like us to come out and do a talk concerning this or some type of facilitation, you can always get in contact with me direct at 773-599-1133, or as I said before, divorcethepass@gmail.com. Happy New Year. Have a happy holiday. And challenge yourself to build God dreams instead of building good dreams.